apologies for being so late, but it was a long morning. I'm doing a rewrite on a chapter, and wanted to finish that as well as reread it and then send it away, which I managed to do by 4 o'clock. But just when it's 4 o'clock, then for half an hour, between 4 and 4:30 in New Rajadam, we have no water. So I went out to take a bath for puja at Gulal Kund, and just as I got out of the water, it came one of these thunderbursts where it was like raining cats and dogs. And then I did a short puja by the grace of Radha Damodar, since it's already 5 o'clock, although they've had their offerings, Rajbhog and breakfast. But I dressed Damodar in tulsi leaves as opposed to clothes, and did an abbreviated puja. And now I have one more chapter left to do on my rewrite, and then after that I'll be ready for the reading part of the book. And of course there are probably some other appendices that I have to write along the way, but in terms of part one or the curriculum part, then all have been finished. And I was going to start this podcast as I was doing puja, but it was highly unsuitable, as you can see from the title and as you can see from the content. So, but I'll make it short. And the topic is really just about how insensitive people really are to the sufferings of living entities, and how somehow or another in our preaching, if we try to inspire them to start off being a little less violent and start off being vegetarian just for a day a week, that would really be a change in the consciousness of the individuals, collectively, in the karma of the world. And there are two news articles that I refer to, one that I read last night, and it was a proposed new law in the Netherlands or in Holland, where they want to ban halal and kosher meat, and that the only animal meat available is that which is humanely slaughtered, namely that animals are, now I'm not saying that's humane, I'm putting that in quotation marks, where they're stunned first and then they're slaughtered. And both halal and kosher meat are such that the animal has to be, their throats have to be cut alive, the blood is drained out of their bodies, and Hare Krishna. Obviously this isn't a topic for puja. It's not a topic at all for gentlemen. But anyway, it's not just other religions, but rather our own Vedic culture also has this type of facility for people who are addicted to eating food. That is better if they, addicted to eating meat. Everyone's addicted to eating food. People who are addicted to eating meat, which is better that they eat meat under certain scriptural regulations, because by following scripture they gradually become purified. But still, those in the mode of goodness or pure Vaishnav religion understands that these type of activities are really in the mode of darkness and not something that you can go back home, back to Godhead with, but it's something that you can start from and gradually purify yourself from. And therefore, one of Srila Prabhupada's preaching platforms was this idea of thou shalt not kill, stop killing. So, what's better? Is halal meat better, or is animals that are butchered after they're stunned better? Obviously, from the point of view of the animal that's going to die anyway, the being stunned first is less painful, but that doesn't make it good. It still makes it murder. As I'll get to my other example, which was some weeks back before I left for Canada, and that was that in Australia there was a ban on the export of, I think, particularly cattle, to Indonesia because they found out how the Indonesian slaughterhouses were so cruel that they were neither stunning the animals nor completely killing them before they were starting to process them and so on. Hare Krishna. Just talking about it is horrible. And so Australia banned until there was further assurance that the animals would be humanely killed, they stopped shipping. In one sense, that's fine, but in a broader sense, it's not. Australia is one of the, if not the largest, exporters of cattle and meat to the rest of the world and consumers itself. So, although they don't want slaughter to be done in a messy way, but they do slaughter, mass slaughter in a very clean way. And somehow or another, whether it be from a religious perspective, a humane perspective, a non-violent perspective, just from the point of view of logic and reason, people need to come to understand that it's neither healthy, neither good karma, not favorable for the environment, not kind to live in this way by the lives of other living entities, especially with the increased meat consumption that's taking place in modern society. Just one, two generations ago, if you ask your grandparents or great-grandparents how often they would eat meat, very often for most average people, it was something that happened on Sundays because that's when they could afford, it's all that they could afford to do it, and that's when the family came together. It would be a big thing. And then the other times they would eat simply cabbage, potatoes, and other maximum poultry products. And this excess meat eating in modern society, for whatever reason, whether it's for taste, religious reasons, etc., has its karmic reaction, which we can see when we go to the news and see all the horrible things that are actually taking place all over the world. People are suffering, and people are suffering because they're causing suffering to others, not just each other, but they're causing suffering to other living entities, to animals. So, Srila Prabhupada preached vegetarianism, and one very good way to step into preaching vegetarianism to others is by trying to promote people to just do it one day a week. I think Paul McCartney was the one who started this idea of be a vegetarian one day a week. And when our Ethical Foundation, when Radha Krishna Prabhu gives a lecture and he points out that the atmospheric carbon dioxide pollution, 51% is caused due to animal slaughter. He points out what a difference it would make if people just were vegetarian one day a week. In the same way that we get people to start chanting Hare Krishna by just chanting one round a day, rather than telling them, okay, go vegetarian, which may be really cold turkeying, if I can use that phrase, for many people, if they start one day, then that will, they will certainly get a taste for that. If they practice vegetarian cooking and see how they don't necessarily miss it, from one they can do it to two and three, and easily ultimately come to that type of change, which would bring about a real change in the world. Otherwise, with all of their plans for peace and the UN and so on, it's not going to happen because the weight of the karma for this type of, this level of killing is just too much. Kind slaughter, unkind slaughter, well, it's like asking which is the better murderer, the one that kills you slowly or the one that kills you quickly. If you have to take a choice, or if you have no choice, then, and you have the choice of the two, then all right, kill me quickly. But if you really give me a choice, then let me live. Hare Krishna.